Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I think I forgot to shut the door again. Hold on, I'll be right back. All right, the door has been shut, and I'm not editing that out. You guys just got to listen to me go shut the door. All right. So we've been working out. Oh, God. First of all, I hate. I really hate working out. I don't like it. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. I mean, I feel like, first of all, I'm kind of getting to that point, and you guys can, I'm sure Kathy Bacon will be like, you know, calling in and telling me all about, Adam, I work out 5 times a day. It's so great, because I think she does. But I hate it, but now I'm sore. I have sore muscles. Because we hadn't worked out in a couple of weeks. Maybe a month. I don't know. We stopped working out at some point when we were getting ready to move. I was like, you know what? We just don't have time to work out. We're packing boxes. We're doing all this stuff that we have to do to move. And then after we moved, I was like, we can't work out yet because we just moved in. We're unpacking boxes. We're working in the yard. We're doing all this stuff. I'm sure we're burning all of these calories, right? And so I kept coming up with excuses. And the way Mark and I work is, if one of us says we don't want to work out, it's kind of the opposite. You know how they say get a buddy when you're working out? For he and I, it's almost the opposite, where we'll take any excuse not to work out. So if he's like, I don't want to work out. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Or if I say, I don't think we should work out, he's like, okay, that's fine. So that's kind of what we did. And we probably did it for like a month where we're like, we don't want to work out. Ugh. So we started working out on Sunday. And really, honestly, I know I was saying, you know, we've been super busy, even though we can't travel, we can't do anything. We're not going to restaurants. We're not going to church. You know, we're watching it online, you know, everything. We're doing everything we can so that the two of us don't get COVID. We're wearing a mask when we go into stores. And, you know, we still are like incredibly busy. By the time, like yesterday, I'll tell you guys, you know, I mean, this is a personal journal podcast. Why don't I just tell you what I did yesterday? So I worked, and then as soon as I got off work, I'm not even going to remember now, but I recorded the show. And it took me about 30 minutes or so, 45 minutes to get it recorded, edited, posted, all that kind of stuff. We had to work out. And then we had bags of grass. So I mowed on Sunday, and I think I told you guys about it. And I finally got the bagger working. When I first mowed with this new mower, I was like, oh my God, the bagging sucks. Because it literally was bagging nothing. Like, and it was mulching. And I'm like, is there a switch? Is there something I'm not flipping that I need to flip to do this mulching, you know? And so I started mowing on Sunday, and then I lifted up the little thing because I saw a YouTube video where this guy lifted up the little cover over the bag to show that the grass was blowing into the bag. And I saw nothing blowing into the bag. And so I kind of stuck. I shouldn't have, because, you know, there's a blade spinning. But I stuck my finger down there and I was like, why is there nothing coming through this opening? And then I felt this little piece of plastic. I was like, it feels like there's something inserted in there. So I pulled on the piece of plastic. Again, stupid to do while the blade is rotating, but I did it. Even though I already told this story about how my brother chopped off his fingers a motorcycle. I didn't really stick my fingers in. My fingers were in the bag. The bag is not there's no blade in the bag. But anyway, so I pulled on this piece of plastic and this big, huge plastic insert came out. And then all of a sudden, grass started blowing into the bag, and I was like, woo, you know, a miracle. But we had so much grass. And so one of the things we had to do is go out and bag this grass up. And our trash can that we bought to go outside is not large enough. We've discussed many times, maybe we should go buy a larger trash can, because we didn't really know the gallons of the trash can that we normally use, you know, for, anyway, regardless, our trash can's not big enough. But we don't have lawn bags right now, so we're using just the regular trash bags, the plastic trash bags in a normal size. So we go out there, Mark helps me, and we pick up all this grass. We want a bag because Sydney has long hair. Sydney is our dog, for any new listeners. Sydney has long hair, and we don't want to leave a bunch of grass down because it gets stuck in her hair, and then she brings it in the house, and then we have all this grass all over the place. Even when we bag it, she still gets some hair in her fur, but not as much. So I think it took 7 or 8 trash bags to get all of these piles of grass. What I did is, to save time, I just dumped the grass out. I think I already told this. Sorry, Daniel. And so we did that last night. We bagged the grass, and then we put it in the garage. By the way, don't put freshly bagged grass in your garage. Your garage is going to end up smelling like farts. I don't know why. I don't know why grass ends up smelling like farts, but it does. So we did that, and then I had to cook because, you know, I'm trying to cook at home. I'm trying to be... So step one in reducing my dad bod is reducing the amount of fast food that I eat. So I'm not going back on a diet. I'm just, at least not now. I'm just, adding working out back, and then I'm also trying to cook more. And then slowly I'll try to make the things a little bit healthier and healthier, you know, et cetera. But I'm just trying to limit the number of fast food experiences every week. So I cooked. Well, after we did all of that, it was already 8:45. And then we ate dinner at 8:45 because I'd recorded the podcast. I worked, recorded the podcast, worked in the yard, cooked, and it was 8:45. So then, you know, oh, worked out. I forgot that. We worked out. And we worked out and then worked in the yard. So anyway, it was a very busy day. So we're just busy. And with all those things that we have to do. And so, yeah, that's what I did yesterday. And then today, pretty much just worked all day. I did. I haven't. But later tonight, I'm going to send an email to the electrician so that we can schedule getting that work done. So I'm hoping they can come next week and do all the smart switches for the house and get that done. And as far as the landscaper is concerned, I'm not really sure because, you know, the landscaper, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm a little bit suspicious, or not suspicious is probably the wrong word. I'm a little bit like, we'll see. I mean, he may just never respond ever again, and then I have to find another landscaper. But I don't know. So I'm going to email the electrician, and hopefully next week we can get that done. And then the landscaper, theoretically, within 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to have a design. And then, but he said they're like 7 weeks out on their scheduling of actual work. So I don't know. They do have the option where you can literally just buy the design from them and then go find the contractors yourself to do the work. But I don't know. I don't really... As much trouble as I've had getting people to respond, I'm not sure I want to go out and find contractors myself. I may never get that. We may never get the yard done because I'm just trying. Like, I'm constantly emailing people and calling and trying to get quotes and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, c'est la vie, such is life, you know, having to get all this stuff done. The other thing we want to do, because I really want to take pride in our yard. I don't know why. Like, when I owned my first house, I mowed the yard and that was it. Like, I don't even think I... No, that's not true. For those of you who listen to the Adam and Maddie show, Maddie and I did do a lot of yard work. We planted trees, but we were poor, so we planted them ourselves. We went and bought, like, a cheap tree and then planted it ourselves. And actually, we did a good job because we had a... I want to say it was cottonwood or something. It had really pretty green leaves. like a really nice, it was not an oak, but it had really nice leaves. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, we got that, and we also got a Japanese maple. But we planted them ourselves. And I think we even bought a size that we like. Maybe we rented a truck. Maybe we rented the Home Depot truck and then, you know, put the tree in, had them help us put the tree. I don't remember. But we were trying to save money, so we did it ourselves. We even dug a pond, but that was a nightmare because our fish. So I don't know what happened. I think we got algae in the pond or something. And Maddie thought it would be a good idea to put bleach in there to kill the algae, but it killed the fish. And then not only did it kill the fish, but a bird came to take a drink, and we found a bird like half dead on the side of it. It was horrible. Anyway, so I guess I did work in the yard, but we did it all ourselves. But I didn't really do like, you know, fertilizing the lawn and, you know, doing weed treatments and all that. But in this house, I really want to try to get the, you know, get all of the, get that golf course lawn. I may not be able to do it, but that's what I would like. So, we're going to pay a company to come and do the fertilizing and the weed killing. So, we got a couple of quotes on that. And so, I've got to like email or call them, the one that we chose, and set up a time for them to come and do the summer treatment that they want to do. Although, they did tell me, so apparently we have a lot of fox something. I think I talked about this. Apparently, we have a lot of foxtail or something, and they can't do anything about that until next year. But we have a couple of spots that are starting to get a little brown, and I'm hoping if they come and do the fertilizer, that'll help with that. We have gotten a lot of rain recently, so I don't think it's rain. And then lastly, there's so many things that you need to do when you have a house. I've got to decide if we need to get a pest control company to come out and like spray for, we have a lot of flies and gnats, and I don't think they can do anything about that. But we also have a lot of wolf spiders. When I'm mowing, I see a lot of wolf spiders. So, and I'm worried about fleas and ticks because we're close to a cow field. So I don't want Sydney to get a lot of fleas and ticks on her. So I've got to figure that out. But there's another thing we've got to pay for. So many services. Yeah. So that's what I'll be. So you guys just look forward to all those updates on all that work we're going to get done on the house. You know, it's so fun. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.